Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with John Bradbury, 9-year member of our Brain Trust. John, I need your website again, please. John, I need your website again. Go ahead.
Yeah, company website is eplabs.co instead of .com. So EPLABS.
Echo Papa, eplabs.co, not com, .co.
Correct.
All right. And then tell us again how to find the entrepreneurial assessment.
It is learn.startupclarityproject.com.
Okay. So check that out, folks. And we're talking about how to assess an entrepreneur. John, talk to us. If somebody came to you and said, I just lost my job, I'm trying to decide if I want to go look for another one, or I'm really have this burning desire inside of me to start my own business, and they came to you with that set of issues and they laid it on your table, how would you tell them to start? Where would you go?
Well, we first talk about why. What's your motivation? And I think we've done a whole segment on this in the past. There are different reasons for wanting to be an entrepreneur, start a business, and they're not all created equal, right? And so just getting an understanding, are you wanting to be independently wealthy? Are you wanting to take weekends off? Are you wanting to be your own boss, which is a myth? Are you just independent and you never want to work for someone else again? Or do you really do you see a market opportunity that you have a solid idea for how to meet, how to address? And that, by the way, is probably the one I would have the most optimism about. And then,
when you talk to these people, John, you've got a list of points that you make with them. I mean, are you even oriented toward business? Are you creative? Mm-hmm. You mentioned independent. What's your tolerance for risk? I mean, in my opinion, that would be one of the first things I would say. You know, have you ever assessed your own tolerance for risk? And if they start telling you, things that sound like they're not tolerant, then I mean, that's a no-go right there, as far as I'm concerned.
Unless you want to partner with someone who's willing to take all the risk, and you kind of come along as a co-founder, you're exactly right. There are a set of characteristics that we actually measure with our tool, which is called the Entrepreneurial Core Characteristics Profile, and there are 11 characteristics that show up again and again in effective entrepreneurs. Risk tolerance is one of them. Business oriented is one of them. Inventive, which is essentially innovation and creativity. Are you independent enough? Are you people-oriented enough? Are you resilient and so forth?
Mm-hmm.
Those factor in, but also understanding what is the nature of the venture you want to create and how well does your background match up with that? You know, you and I have talked a lot about one of the best ways to prepare to be a business owner is to work for somebody else, maybe work in a corporate job for a few years.
Oh, yeah.
And learn a market, learn a product, build relationships. So we assess all of that in terms of how well does your motivation, experience, expertise, personality, your relationships, how well do those match up with what you want
John,
to do?
John, that's the reason why, yeah. That's the reason why I tell people who That's the reason why I tell people who are very young who want to become business owners, I tell them, go get a job. Go work for somebody else for 5 years. Put a little money aside, a little seed money aside, but go see what it's like to be a follower before you want to be a leader. What do you think about that? Last thoughts.
Absolutely. And learn a market, learn an industry. You'll spot opportunities there. Mm-hmm. You'll build relationships that will be really valuable for you. And that immediately
yeah.
raises your eyes.
Hey, John, I gotta go for this hour, John. John Bradbury, eplabs.co is how you find him online. The book is called 6 Secrets to Startup Success. Hey, John, good job today, buddy. Come back soon.
You too. Enjoyed it, Jim. Talk to you next time.
We'll see you next time. John Bradbury, ladies and gentlemen. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blessingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.